Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says Israeli forces will be pulled out of the northern West Bank cities of Nablus and Jenin by this weekend. In Jenin, international aid agencies have criticized Israeli officials for failing to provide the heavy equipment they promised to help with the search for survivors. Israeli tanks and troops entered Jenin almost 2 weeks ago in search of those responsible for sending suicide bombers into Israel. NPR's Julie McCarthy reached Jenin today. More than a week after Israeli forces entered Jenin, the death toll remains unclear. Any idea of the number of Palestinians killed?
Bob, it does remain unclear. That's one of the big mysteries. Of course, the Palestinians here in this camp that is just an absolute scene of devastation say that underneath this rubble, underneath houses that were bulldozed down, they say with people in them, many, many dead are still there. The aid agencies and the people, the local people here, haven't really extracted that many bodies. There, today we stumbled upon a burial scene in which local residents had said they pulled the body parts of five people and were burying them ceremoniously in the backyard of someone's home. So you're getting small groups of people being pulled out, but as far as a mass number of people, it hasn't yet been uncovered. It has not yet materialized. Looking at the scenes of devastation, it is going to be some time before that can even be, before that can ever be rectified.
Yeah, published pictures of Jenin show much of the refugee camp there leveled by Israeli tanks. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, it's exactly what I'm seeing, Bob. It does. It looks like an utter earthquake zone. I'm standing in the center of the camp, and large parts of it don't exist anymore. People will tell you this was the old part of this tiny, small village, and it was full of warrens and small, narrow alleyways. And now there are basically broad streets where they say bulldozers came in and just created huge areas to move through tanks and to move through bulldozers. And in among this are mountains of ruins. Next to me is a broken water main where people are alleging that a hole had been dug and bodies had been put into it. Not far from there, there is a corpse that still lays in the streets that people believe was run over by a tank. So there are scenes of death here around us.
Are aid agencies now getting the access they were promised?
Well, they're here, Bob, but, you know, they are complaining that they can't get the heavy equipment in here. You would need massive earthquake-moving equipment to try to get underneath to find out who's there and how many people, and that's just not happening. And doctors were here also trying to get the actual identity of bodies who were pulled out, because the deal with one of them was that the Israeli army wanted to see these bodies before they were going to be removed. So all of this is still very much involved in a huge, tangled bureaucracy.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in the West Bank city of Jenin.